This sheet is dedicated to the Refuah Shleima of Chaim Feigenbaum, our dear, dear friend, Chaim Yisochar ben Chaim Mushkat, Shekodesh Boruch Hu Yishlach Lo Refuah Shleima min Hashomayim. So we all daven for his health, and we learn Torah for ourselves. And this year, once again, is dedicated to his chus, Shekodesh Boruch Hu Yishlach Lo Refuah Shleima min Hashomayim. The topic we will be discussing today is actually dealing with Refuah, with learning for the Refuah of a Chayla. Is that permitted? Is it prohibited? Is it a mitzvah? And this is a very fascinating discussion, because it is customary to say Tehillim and learn Torah with intent that the Torah and the Tehillim should be the schus and the Refuah for people that need the Refuahs. Rav Chaim Avolozhin actually brings in the first Perek of Masechet Tovos, in his magnificent Sefer Ruach Chaim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph of Masechet Tovos, that the Tzur Izov had a minig when people used to come and ask him for a brocha, for a chayla. He used to learn Torah, dedicate Talmud Torah for the Refuah. It is very well known and documented that that was also the minig of Rabbi Aryeh Leib Tzuntz, who was one of the greatest Gedolim in Poland 200 years ago. So on one hand, many Gedolim had this custom of learning Torah for the Refuah of people, and the entire world, everybody knows that you say Tehillim for the ill, and it is not clear whether that is at all mutter, whether it is at all permitted, because the Rambam writes, and this Rambam is not very well known, in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchas Avodah Zorah, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam writes, and I'm quoting the Rambam, Halacha Shalamaka v'koyra posuk min ha-toyra v'chein ha-koyra ala tinek shalo yiva'et ha-meniach seif ha-toyra u'itfinan ala kotin b'shvil shi'yishan. If a person uses Torah as a zgula, either loichesh alamaka, which is a prohibition, which is in Masechet Sanhedrin, hakoyra alatinik shelo yaveet, a person that reads portions of the Torah on a baby, that the baby should have no panic attacks, or a person that puts a sefer Torah or tefillin on the bed of a child, that the child should be able to fall asleep. Lo da'i lehem shem b'chlal choyvrim u'menachshim, el shem b'chlal ha-koyfrim b'toyra. Shenoisin divrei toyra refuas ha-guf, ve'einon ela refuas ha-nefesh, shenemar ve'yiu chayim l'nafshecho. And the Rambam is messiahing this halacha, and he writes, aval ha-bori shekara psukim o mizmor mitehilim, כדי שתגן עליו זכות קריאתן וינצל מצרות ונזקים, הרי זה מותר. So it seems to be clear in the Rambam that the only way one could use Tehillim or Torah as a scholar is a healthy person and not a person that's ill. A healthy person, שתגן עליו זכות קריאתן, לא בדרך סגולה. Rather, just learning or reading Mizmorei Tehillim. Reading Mizmorei Tehillim is a mitzvah, just like learning is a mitzvah, because basically Tehillim is Ksuvim. There would be no difference between Tehillim and Mishlei and Koheles or Yishayahu or Divrei HaYomim or Chamishei Chumashei Torah. So a person is entitled to read Tehillim or learn Torah Lizgula only Habori, only a healthy person. So how do sick people say Tehillim, and how do we say Tehillim for the Refuah of the ill? Obviously, this is against the Rambam. According to the Rambam, there would be no heter. So, to understand and resolve this question, let us first point out that it is a minig Yisrael. And if the Yerushalmi says twice, minig mevatel halocha, obviously this minig is so ancient, so well established, and so across the board, that this is definitely a minig upon one might argue minig mevatel halacha. And this is a minig v'sikin, gedoli Yisrael of all camps. This is such a firmly established minig that definitely nothing could uproot this minig. But nevertheless, it would be interesting to deal with this halacha to understand its consequences. So first of all, let's make it very clear. I remember years ago, and I'm sorry that the printers of all the recent Tehillims printed in the last 20 years omitted these lines, But once upon a time, all the Tehillims that were printed before each Mizmor, before each Kapitel, each Perek, there was this Gula, what this Perek is especially suited for. And those Gulas are basically taken from a very old Sefer, which is called Shimush Tehillim. The first print I've seen of Shimush Tehillim is Shinud Beis. That's 450 years ago. But many consider this Sefer as written by Rav Hai Goen. Rav Hai Goen was one of the Goenim in his time, the Rebbe of Rav Shreira Goen. So, if this is so, then this many goes way back, even before the Rambam. But the basic sugya from where the Rambam derived this halachas in Shavuos, Tesvav, Omid Beis. In Masechta Shavuos, Chazal say that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, before going to sleep, he used to say the Yehi Noyam, and Chazal called this perek Shir Shel Pigoim. He used to say the Yehi Noyam, and the Gemara asks, Asur Leitrapot V'Divrei Torah. How could he say the Yehi Noyam before he goes to sleep? Lahatzel Men Amazik, and also Lesrapes V'Divrei Torah. And the Gemara answers, Lahogein Shani. And it is from this Gemara that the Rambam proved that Lahogein is Mutar. That's permissible. If you're well, and the objective of saying Tehillim is that you should continue to be well, it's like preventive medicine, it's a preventive skula, then that is permissible. But if you're sick, also Le'eslapois V'Divrei Torah. There are three Gemaras that obviously negate this principle. The one is in Shabbos Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, and Tosfos on the spot in Shavuos asks this shaila. Shabbos Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Le'ishtet Samirta, if a person has a high burning fever and he has convulsions, that is obviously the translation interpretation of Ishtet Samirta. Chazal say, one should say a posik. The posik that we find by the Sneh, the first revelation Moshe Rabbeinu was Zoychetu, of the Sneh, V'yero Ala Elov Malach Hashem. A person should say that posik, and it's a zgula to this illness of Ishtet Samirta. So how do Chazal say, one should say a posik, B'derech zgula, also the Sapis B'divrei Torah? And the answer of Tosfos is, B'mokom Sakona Shani. If it's Pikuach Nefesh, everything is permitted. And the understanding of Tosfos is, when Chazal say Asur Litrapot B'divrei Torah, it is not that it's futile. It's not futile at all. The zgulas are potent, and they definitely will work, but they are prohibited, because Torah is Lefuas Nefesh, and not Lefuas Agif. But when a person is in Sekona, Pikuach Nefesh is doich everything. Pikuach Nefesh overrides the Israel of Asur Litrapot B'divrei Torah. That is Tosfos' answer. The other Gemara is in Erev Nun Dalad Amud Aleph. That is where Chazal say, Achosh B'roishoi Yasig B'Torah. If a person has a headache, then he should just go learn. And the Mashiach asked the question, if he has a headache, how could he learn to solve his problem? Asur Litrapot B'divrei Torah. And the Mashiach answers that the yisur of refuah by divrei Torah is only b'derech lachash. How would one say lachash in English? I don't know. A chant, probably. I don't know what it is, but it probably has to do with witchcraft, with witch doctors and witchcraft, and you know, just saying strange things. And the Mashiach says, if you turn divrei Torah, hakadoshim v'atoherim, into a lachash, that is a prohibition. But if you learn Torah, that the schus of Talmud Torah should, in the merit of Talmud Torah, you should have a refuah. There's nothing wrong with that. So that is the opinion of the Mashiach, but obviously that is not the opinion of the Rambam. So how would the Rambam deal with this Gemara? Achosh b'roishoi yasoik b'toira. And that's Gemara number two. And Gemara number three is, once again in Erevin, Daf Chavav Amud Aleph. It is there that the Gemara says, Talmud Chochem Shecholo, if a Talmud Chochem fell ill, Moshivin Yeshiva al Pitcho. They put up a yeshiva, establish a yeshiva at the door of his house. So obviously, he is already ill. Talmud Chochem Shecholo, and the yeshiva obviously is a zgula for his refuah. It is exactly what we're doing for Chaim Feigenbaum. Talmud Chochem Shecholo, Moshivin yeshiva al pischoi. So how do we deal with this Gemara? So according to Tosfos and Shavuos Tezvov, sakana shana. If it's a sakana, everything is permissible. When it's a sakana and we're dealing with pikuach nefesh, you use all the ammo you have, all the zgulas and all the things that could be ma'orer rachamei shomayim. But Rashi says there, Talmud Chochem Shecholo, Moshivin Yeshiva al Pischoi, that the Malachamovis can't go into the house. So maybe that would be considered lahogain. So the goal is not that in the merit of Torah you should have it for, but you know, it's just blocking the entrance of the Malachamovis, giving you more time, and then maybe medicine will take its course, his own schusim of mitzvahs, the tefillahs of his family, his own tefillahs. But the yeshiva, the Talmud Torah, is merely to chase away the malachamovis. So that would be considered lahogen. But according to the Rambam, that only for a healthy person is it permissible. Once again, this sugya seems to be a problem. Unless we argue, as we have before, Mokum Sakana, everything is permitted. The Me'iri Masechta Shavuos says precisely the same as the Maharsha, dealing with Tosfos Kasha of Ishtit Zemirta, V'yero Elov Malach Hashem, the Gemara Shavuos HaMasai. And the Me'iri says, only Lachash is also. But when we say this posik, it's V'derech Tvila V'Haftocha. We want to invoke the Rachami Shemaim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu indicated in the revelation of the Sinai. The fire was indicative of the Tzoras of Paroi. The Sinai is a moshul to Klal Yisrael. Asnei boya ba'esh, v'asnei einenu hukal. The Sinai is not consumed. The Sinai survives the ordeal, and that is a moshul to Klal Yisrael. And that is what we want to bring up and invoke when we say this pasuk, when a person has a high fever. Obviously, midas hadin is resting upon him, so we mention this pasuk, a plea to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, terachem alav, send him a refuah shelayim, he should not be consumed by his illness. So the Me'iri also makes it very clear that there would be a difference between schus of Torah, which is always permitted, even when a person is ill, only bederech lachash is there a prohibition. So that is in accordance with the Masha, and it seems to be a machlokes on the Rambam. And I think I would suggest maybe the vikuach is even a deeper one, that the Rambam goes l'shitosoi, because there is a lav of chover chever. And the Rambam, in the same perek, perek yud aleph of avodah zarah, halacha yud describes what is the Issa of a Choyva? Eizu Choyva, ze shemedaber bedvarim she'enam lishon am ve'ein lehem inyan ve'male al dato b'sichluto. In his foolishness, he thinks she'otam advarim mo'ilim, ad she'em omrim, she'oim kach v'kach al anoche she'o al akra v'eneno mazik, v'omer kach v'kach al adam eneno nizok. The Rambam goes to Shitosa that this is all nonsense, but nevertheless, it's a lav. So the Rambam maintains that the Issa of Chover Chever is every Lachash. So according to the Rambam, what would be the special prohibition of Osalislapis V'Divrei Torah? What would be the difference between making a Lachash of Divrei Torah or other Lachashim? They are all prohibited and they're all included in Chover Chever. And therefore, according to the Shit of the Rambam, one must conclude that Osa L'Shapas B'Divrei Torah is even when we're dealing with the Schus of Talmud Torah. But Rashi, Devorim Yud Ches, Posik Yud Aleph, and most of the Rishonim go in the footsteps of Rashi in this Sugya. Rashi maintains that Choy V'Chover is a person that says that various chants has to do with magic, with sorcery, I don't know, and by saying those words he brings together animals, birds, fish, various creatures, and that is Yisof Choy V'Chever. So according to this interpretation, when Chazal say Asur Kaput B'Divrei Torah, obviously the interpretation would be B'Derech Lachash. So only b'derek lachish it's also b'derek schus it's mutar. And if we are right, I would go one step further and argue, even the Rambam would agree to what I'm just saying. And when the Rambam says abori shekura mizmor v'tehilim kidei shetogen olav schut kriyatan harei ze mutar, doesn't mean to make a difference to differentiate between bori and choyla, because really it's difficult for me to understand why would there be a difference between a sick person and a healthy one. I mean, essentially they're both using Divrei Torah for their own benefit, for their physical benefit. And when the Rambam explains the Yisr, he writes, "Mepnei she'oise Divrei Torah refuas aguf ha'enoi elo refuas ha'nefesh." So what's the difference between a man that's sick and wants to get well, or a man that's well and doesn't want to become sick? They both are using Torah for the benefit of, for bodily benefits, for physical benefits, and not for the Ruach and Nefesh. And therefore my feeling is this: it might sound like a Chiddush, but I have a very strong feeling that that's the Pshat. My feeling is this: when the Rambam says the ill have a prohibition, that is because in days of yore they didn't really have much of medicine, so they used witchcraft. And in Chazal we find the concept Lochesh al Hamaka, and that is a prohibition. We do not find a lachash for a healthy person not to become sick. So I'm not a sorcerer, but I can just guess from Divrei Chazal and the Rambam that there is no such a lachash. So the Rambam writes that also the slap is with Divrei Torah, and it gives a few examples. Aloha Shalom Maka, a person that sits, that puts a Sefer Torah on a bed, so a child shouldn't have panic attacks. So that definitely is not b'derech ha-teva, and has nothing to do with the schus of Talmud Torah, but rather it's witchcraft. When the Rambam writes habori shekoreh mizmor metehilim kedei lahogen olav, he means to differentiate between lachash and schus of Talmud Torah, not between the ill and the healthy. So what is permissible for the healthy is permissible for the ill. What is prohibited for the ill is prohibited for the healthy. And the Ikka Kavan of the Rambam is not to differentiate between a healthy person and a sick one, but rather between lachash and schut akriyo. Schut akriyo is permitted not only for a body and for a chayla, and lachoshim are also a body as they are also lachayla. So in the Rambam writes, "Habori shikureh psukim omizma betilam kidei shetogen ola schus kriyoson." The emphasis is not on bori, but rather on schus akriya. And I want to prove this point. We quoted the Meiri in Shavuos Tezvav, who says very clearly, "Only bederech lachesh is also bederech tefillah v'avtochet muta." However, the Meiri in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik quotes the Rambam. Obviously, his opinion is in accordance to the Rambam, because he actually quotes the Rambam, but he adds four words. Habori shekara mizmo v'tilim kidei shetogon olav schus kriyoson harei ze mutar, mepnei shezu derech tfilo. Zu derech tfilo. Exactly the same as he writes in Shavuos Tezvav. If it's derech tfilo, why would it be prohibited for a choyla? Lehefech, mi sheyesh lo choyla b'tichvei se yelech etzel chochem. So if the reasoning of the heter is derech tefillah, definitely would be mutar l'chayla, just as it's mutar l'bori. And the Meiri adds these words to the Rambam's text, proving that my interpretation of the Rambam is the correct one. So Taifis says b'mukom sakana is mutar even lachash. We have nothing to do with lachoshim, but our minig, saying tilim or learning for the choylim, is definitely well based, and it is correct, even in accordance with the shittas of the Rambam. That is my opinion and my interpretation of the Rambam. A very interesting shitta is one that we find in Rabbeinu Yoina, Daf Gimel of the Dafim of the Rifa Mesechet Brochas. Rabbeinu Yoina asked a very interesting question. Chazal ask, how did Rabbi Shua ben Levi read psukim before he went to sleep? Asulat rapot de divrei Torah. Rabbeinu Yoina asks,
why didn't Chazal ask the same question on a statement of Rabbi Shua ben Levi in Brachas Dav Gimel? Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, even if a person already said Kishma Shalavis, he should say Kishma Shalamitu Lahovin Olav Mepnei Amazikin Surat Tapot B'Divrei Torah. And in the Havimina, the Gemara didn't yet differentiate between Lahogain and Lehit Rapot. So Ben Yonah says this: when a person says Krishma, it isn't obvious that he is saying it L'Shem Rafua. Maybe he's saying it L'Shem Mitzvah Kriya Shema. And if it isn't obvious that it's a Rafua, there's no prohibition. But when a person says Tilim before he goes to sleep, why is he saying this Perek before he goes to sleep? Obviously it has some Segula, and therefore that is prohibited. So according to the Ben Yonah, there would be no problem just coming together and saying Tilim for a Chayla, because it isn't obvious that this is for a choyla. We say Tilim all day. But saying Tamanya Api, Kapitel Kuf Yutes, the various psukim coinciding with the name of the choyla, in that fashion it's quite obvious that we're saying it for a choyla, and therefore that, according to the Ben Yonah, would be prohibited. And the only heter, obviously, according to this opinion, would be Sakona. As Tosfos says, and the Rambam actually agrees with that, Tosfos in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, and that is also in Shulchan Aruch, Yerodeh Simakufa Hintes, but Mokam Sakona, everything would be permitted. So, this is a short discussion about using Torah and Tehillim as a tool in our quest for Refuas HaCholim. These are the most potent weapons in our arsenal. Do we have anything better than Tehillim or Talmud Torah to be Ma'orah Rachamei Shemayim? But there's one more thing that's Ma'orah Rachamei Shemayim, and this is a sugya we speak about at every occasion, every opportunity. The Koyach of Atos, the Koyach of Ahav Asoreim. And especially when we are still in the week of Lag BaOmer, and many times we have dealt with the sugya of the 24,000 great disciples of Rabbi Kiva that perished by Pesach La'atzeres Shaloi Nagu Kovay Zebeset. And the reason Lag BaOmer is a day of joy, the Mechaber writes in Tov Tzadik Gimel, Mepnei She'oimrim She'ba'os Hayom Pasku Melamos, the plague was over. And I once explained why was the plague over Dafka in this day, Lag BaOmer. Many times I quoted Rabbi Eliyahu Lapyan that says that the Bisul Salanta, the great sage of Musar, taught his Talmidim that the Memtes days of Sfira coincide with Memches Vorem Shatayna Niknes Behem Perik Vova Mesech Tesavos, and each and every day these great Sadiqim worked on one of those Kinyonei Torah. Every day another Kinyon, another one of the Memches Vorem Shatayna Niknes Bohem. So if we count from the beginning of this magnificent list, we will find that the 32nd day, Yom Lamed Beis, is Oyeves Abrius. Yom Lamed Aleph Oyeves Amokoyim, Lamed Beis Oyeves Abrius. So when they worked on Avos Habrias in day 32, day 33, the plague was over. Why did Chazal use the terminology Oyeves Habrias? Brios means creatures. We obviously are far more than creatures. We are human beings. We are Jews. We try to be Talmid HaChomim. Oyeves Habrias. Brios seems to allude to the lowest common denominator we have, Oyeves Habrius. Chazal speak about Kvod HaBrius, the importance of Kvod HaBrius. Ruach Hashem Tetzamet Beis, Godel Kvod HaBrius, Shedoichel Loi Seser Shedetoyle. I think the point is, Achdus and Sholem will only be achieved by Anava, by humble people, by humility. Rabbi Kiva is the one that teaches us in the third Perek of Masechta Sotos Mishnah Yudalad, Chaviv Odom Shinivro Betzelem, Chaviv Yaseir Anodatlo Shinivro Betzelem Eloikim. That is the teaching, the Torah of Rabbi Akiva. The most basic reason we have to respect each other and love each other is we were all created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because there might be many differences between one person and another. Between me and you, between you and me. Some people are great, some aren't that great, some are smart, some are stupid. Some are virtuous, some aren't that virtuous. But what brings us all together, we were all created equal. And we were all created B'Tzelem Elokim. And therefore the Bekida says, first of all, first and foremost, Chovev Odom Shemivro B'Tzelem, Chili Yaseir Radatlo Shemivro B'Tzelem Elokim. So when Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim finally understood his teaching, that is when the plague stopped and this terrible tragedy was over. So Slalom Chassidim tell a beautiful story. I love this and I quote it many times. The Lech HaVetchot used to quote one of the Ziknei Chassidim, Rav Manala. Rav Manala used to say, when I daven Shabbos in Pesukah de Zimra, and I say that he is shown to Slaim and Besifse Tzadikim to Sborah, but shown Chassidim to Skadish or Besifse or Besifse Tzadikim to Halol, Rav Manala used to say, when I say this passage, I don't see myself. I'm not a Kodesh, I'm not a Chosid, I'm not even a Tzadik, I'm not even a Yosho. But when I go on and I say, that is where I find myself, between the multitudes. The multitudes chanting the praise of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so I am there. And the Lech HaVetchot, the great Tzadik, used to add on, and I don't find myself even within Mekalis Levav Islam Chobes Yisrael. But when I go on and I say, Shekein Chobas Kol HaYitzurim, I am there as well. Between all other facets, between all other creations, creatures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shekein Chobas Kol HaYitzurim. So, There is a beautiful line, a beautiful Mama Chazal and Brochas Yud Zayin and Medalev, which to me is very inspiring, and it is the essence of the concept we are discussing. Margale v'fumayu derabolan liyavna, ani brio v'chaveri brio, ani malachti v'ir hu malachto v'sadeh, ani eneni mezgale v'malachti hu enenu mitgader v'malachti. Shema tomar, ani use harbe v'hu ma'at, shaninu, echad amarbe v'echad amami, u'belvad shi'echaven libor ha'shamayim. It all starts with this basic axiom, ani brio v'hu brio. I do my job, he does his. I don't mix into his business, he doesn't understand mine. But I'm great and he's small. Ani use harbe v'hu ma'at. No. Not as you think. Only a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Boichin Kaloyis Valeif. Maybe the little he does is far more important than the lot you do. Echod Amar v'Echod Amamet u'Balvad Shiachav and Libo L'Shamayim. One of the greatest sages, the Gemara tells the story, had a glimpse into Olam Habo. When he come back, his friends asked him, what did you see there? And he said, I was shocked. Elyonim L'mato v'Tachtonim L'malo. You can never know what is another person's heart. I do what I have to do, he does what he has to do. You might think you're a tremendous lamdan. He's a simple thing, he's a simple person. You know, I daven 5 hours a day, he does it so fast. You could never know what is in the heart of another person. So just remember this, Ani Brio V'hu Brio. I was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so was He. Ani Malachti V'ir V'hu Malachto V'sadeh. Ani Eneni Mitgader V'Malachto V'hu Lo Mitgader V'Malachti. Ani Oseh Arbe V'hu Oseh Ma'at. Irrelevant, totally irrelevant. Echad Amar V'Echad Amar Metu B'Vad Shechach. And that is the teaching of Rebbe Akiva.
Chovivodim Shenivro Detzelem.
So on day 32, when they internalized Oivis Abrius, day 33, the tragedy was over. Let me just add on another feeling, which I also feel very strongly. Day 31, Oivis Amokam, day 32, Oivis Abrius. In our times, to my dismay, not always does Avis Amokam bring to Avis Abrius. Sometimes, in a very crooked way, Avis Amokam brings to Simas Abrius. It is a phenomenon we live with. And sometimes the frumest and the best and the brightest amongst us are not always the most compassionate and most tolerant and most loving people we know. It should be that way, because Chazal say, Talmidei Chachamim Marav Shalom V'Yerim, but not always does it turn out that way. And in a very simple way, I say, B'derech Moshel, when you love a person, you can't hate his children. Never will a person accept that his best friend is the greatest enemy of his own kids. That is something Shaina Daf Sovalto. Rabbi Kiva says, Cholavodim Shenever Vesedam, but he goes on in that same Mishnah to say, Chavivim Yisrul Shenikul Bonam Lamokim, Chiviya Seyden Odaat Lehem Shenikul Bonam Lamokim. All Jews are Bonim Lamokim. They are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedalach. You can't argue to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not to love each and every one of his children. Oyev Es Amokim has to bring to Oyev Es Abrius, and there is an extremely blunt and powerful passage of the Netziv. Netziv in his short and very sharp introduction to Hamek Dovah, his commentary on the Torah. The Netziv speaks about the concept of Yosho, Tzadik V'Yosho, Yashas. And the Bein Hashar, the Netziv writes that in the days of Bayesheini, Churban Bayesheini, people were great lamdonim and great tzaddikim, but they were such great tzaddikim that anybody that had a different opinion than their own opinion was in their eyes a tzaddiki v'apikoidus, and in that way they got to the most grievous avedus, shvichas domim. And then it writes a line: Hakadosh Baruch Hu einoi soivel tzaddikim ka'ela. Hakadosh Baruch Hu can't stand this type of tzaddikim. Kodesh Baruch Hu einei sevel tzaddikim ke'ela. They are so intolerant, and they think that anybody that has a different opinion of their own in Ashkofe, in Torah, is an apikoides and a tzaddiki. Kodesh Baruch Hu einei sevel tzaddikim ke'ela. And with a great degree of anava and hachnoa and humbleness, we shall understand that there might be different opinions and different approaches. So the Talmid of Rabbi Kiva, what did they fight about? About parking space? About a ticket to the zoo? What did they fight about? They were the greatest Talmid of the generation. So to me it's quite obvious that probably they had differences of Ashkofa. The Machloikis were tighter than the Machloikis. It's actually very clear in Koheles Rabo, Parshi Yudala. Einayim, Hoiso, Soro b'Toiro zebeze. They had differences of opinion regarding Torah and Yiddishkeit and Ashkofa, but nevertheless, loy nago kovid zebeze, and that was tragic. As the Netziv says, the greater we are, the greater the chomer we are, the more compassionate and the more tolerant we have to be towards other good Jews, towards other good people. And not everybody that might have a different opinion is an apikoros or tzedaki, a kodesh baruch hu eini soivel tzedikim ke'ela. So when the Talmid of Rabbi Kiva proved that they understand what the Rabbi Kiva was teaching them all along, chavavodim shenivro betzelem, chavivim yisrael shenikru barim lamokoyim, when Oyev Es Abrius in day 31 brought to Oyev Es Amokoyim in day 31 brought to Oyev Es Abrius in day 32, then day 33 the nation was at peace. The plague was over, and the Rebbe Kiva dedicated all his koiches to rebuild the Torah world. for the five great disciples of Hussein Shabbatov. Yerotsu Sheikh Okenu Amoim, we should be of those Talmid Chachomim Shomarim Sholom B'Yoylom, the Ahavo, the Achavo, the Sholom V'Reyes, and in that way the Schus of the Torah will be Megan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yazor, the Yoshia, Lekol HaKoysim Boi. We should only know the force of Yeshua, some certain status, and the Korah we should desire to be as Moshiach Tzidkenu, the Mehru of Yomenu, Amen.